I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the DR Congo, 102 Ebola cases have been identified this month, and 59 people have died. Mission Aviation Fellowship's John Woodbury says they're responding in East DRC.
MAF has been more involved in doing some testing to see if people have Ebola, and also flying a medical team to an area to try to prevent its expansion further.
You can help by supporting MAF's Disaster Response Fund. Get started at missionnews.org and pray for communities affected by Ebola to be encouraged in Christ. Next, we turn to Eastern European politics. A shift toward diplomacy has some ethnic groups on edge in Kosovo, but not all of the government's changes are making people unhappy. Pierre Husny of Horizons International says one alteration is actually working in their favor.
There has recently even been a shift in the government of accepting the evangelical Christian movement. There is a parliament member, a Muslim parliament member, that spoke at the inauguration ceremony of the evangelical church, and he said that the evangelicals in Kosovo are the future of Kosovo.
And evangelizing isn't just for gospel workers. Instead, E3 Partners is making evangelism training available to everyone by providing resources and in-person training courses. E3's Jeff Johnston.
There's a lot of videos that show you how to share your testimony with someone, how to share the story of the gospel with someone. And there's also all sort of documents in there. There's also a button on that page to contact our training team or via our training calendar, and we're all over the country in over 100 cities.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported outreach of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries offers the free resource 33 Affirmations. Learn more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.